You will need to go into executive session at some point.
Yeah, again. Okay, so let's call this meeting to order. And again, I have neglected to put the agenda in front of my face. Let me just do that real quick here.
Do we still have that rule that you have to have somebody from a union?
I don't know if it says union. I think labor.
Tracy says yes. So it's, I think labor. Is he our only union option? So he's basically in, but
it's labor. Yeah.
I think the fellow that emailed us today is actually also works for the a union.
Oh, all right. Maybe that's another reason. Maybe so there might be a deciding factor in letting them in. So at least there's a choice. But
well, the current chairman is also in the union.
He's pulled back his application, I believe.
Yeah, he's resigning. He's retiring. Mr. Malcolm's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the agenda for today. Okay, so let's call the meeting order. We'll have a pledge of flag, and then we'll pick up after that. Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
Okay. Thank you. Before we go into executive session, so let me reach out to our counsel and get a ruling from him, whether it's neutral, whether it's negative or positive. And then, you know, depending on what he says, I guess we can discuss this again, or if you just want to make a determination now and then say yes or no. And if the council says no, then we say we cancel that, but we won't let him know. We won't let the applicant know yet.
Right. And Mr. Hamm is in the waiting room.
Okay, great. What do you guys think? Do we let him in or let him in or not? And then pending council's opinion, we go forward with him. What do you think? All right, we got one yes.
Well,
yeah. Okay, so we'll pending counsel's opinion, we will. Go ahead, Tracy. If you have a comment.
Well, I just want to say I just looked back at the chair's email, and I feel pretty confident. If you let him in, you're going to be letting in several other people. Like it's there's definitely other people who sent questions. You know, sent. There are people. Just so you know, there are people who send applications. And they'll say like, I'm interested in, they'll put in three or four boards, you know, but there's also, there are also definite, ones that came in for IDA, I believe. Yeah. So I feel like if you do open it up, it may be for more than one.
Yeah.
I don't mean that to color the decision. I'm just saying it.
Tom and then Herb.
Yeah, I'll be a no. Deadline's a deadline. And again, I like Tracy said, I'm not one for opening the door for you let him in, you're going to let me in. So I'll be a no.
And Herb?
Sorry, Ed.
Well, I raised my hand before to comment, not to vote.
Right.
All right. Oh. So my comment is, in my personal opinion, if you sit on the planning board for Ulster County, and you sit on the IDA, I think that's a conflict. And in my mind, that is a conflict, and I would be voting no.
Yeah. So anybody else have any comments before I weigh in on my opinion?
I'll go ahead. You know, I have concerns about attendance as well with a couple of people, and maybe this is a sign of some attendance issues if the people that aren't on top of it anyways, especially with the planning board thing. I'll go ahead and change to a no and just move on. We got a lot of applicants.
Tracy, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, since it looks like it's heading no, I would just maybe offer this suggestion that we get through the interview process, and when we discuss where we're at, if we feel like we need to open it back up for any reason, whether the previous stated reason or others, then we open it back up at that point.
I think that's a good idea. You know, if we feel like we don't have or we can't come to terms with the candidates that we have after the interview process, we may end up doing that. That's probably a good way to approach it at this point.
I agree with that as well.
But are we sure they go through the county planning board and not the local planning board? I always thought it was the local planning board, not the county planning board.
They go through both. I think everything.
Are you sure? Can we get clarity on that? I never knew them.
They go through both.
They always go through both. Yeah. Yeah. The difference is that the county planning board doesn't have a binding opinion. It's an advisory opinion on everything. The town planning board is the one that counts. I think Tom could probably answer that best.
That would be correct.
All right. So let's get going here. We have three interviews today. Go ahead, Herb.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of interviews.
Second.
All those in favor? Oh, by the way, we're going to be inviting in Fawn Tantillo and Tracy as chair of the legislature will also be there. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
All right. You can make your motion, Mr. Corcoran.
Motion to come out executive session.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And let's wait for Mr. Michael to leave the meeting. Fawn, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Hang on.
Okay. I mean, he can stay now. We're out of executive session. Not much care. So tomorrow's a busy day, folks. I think Fawn sent out the calendar. We did a good job today. I appreciate it. It's, again, you know, another day of good questions being asked by people who are, you know, obviously we had a couple of folks who have gave us some very important answers that we needed to hear today. Again, thank you very much. And we'll see you all bright and early tomorrow morning. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
We have a minute to spare before my departure. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.